AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A verdict in the rape trial of a former New Hampshire prep school senior. Owen LaBrie has been acquitted of felony rape, but found guilty of misdemeanors. At least four people are known to be dead on the island of Dominica in the Caribbean. Officials there are warning the death toll will likely rise. That storm is now moving over the Dominican Republic, and National Hurricane Center forecaster James Franklin says that could help weaken the storm as it heads toward Florida.
If Erica does not interact well with the mountainous terrain of Hispaniola, or perhaps spends more time over Cuba, it could dissipate and we wouldn't have any tropical storm up here at all.
Weak or strong, Governor Rick Scott says Erica could still bring flooding to his state.
The biggest concern now is, one, we don't know how much land it's going to go over. We don't know how much water we're going to get. But clearly the storm track is continuing to move a little bit west.
It was a storm surge and flooding that devastated New Orleans 10 years ago when Hurricane Katrina hit. Today, former President George W. Bush went to a high school in the city to talk about the spirit of revival in that city.
We see that spirit in the population that has ticked back up as families settled back down. We see it in the tourists who are drawn here not only by the city's rich heritage, but the new hotel rooms and restaurants.
Meanwhile, in Gulfport, Mississippi, former Governor Haley Barbour today thanked hundreds of thousands of volunteers who helped people in that state rebuild. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe paid his respects to the staff of WDBJ-TV in Roanoke, Virginia today and talked about his support for universal background checks for gun purchases.
It was just, for all of us, senseless. It happens entirely too many times in this country, and you think, you know, we're 40 miles from Virginia Tech.
McAuliffe said he had spoken to the father of the killed TV reporter Allison Parker, and he also wanted to help advocate for better background checks. On Wall Street, the Dow was down by 75. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon says an Islamic State hacker killed in an airstrike earlier this week was a key recruiter.
The U.S. Central Command says British citizen Junaid Hussein wanted to kill Americans.
Involved in actively recruiting and inciting ISIL sympathizers in the West to carry out lone wolf attacks.
Colonel Pat Ryder, a CENTCOM spokesman, tells Pentagon reporters Hussein was also behind the recent release of personal information about some 1,300 U.S. military and government employees in a bid to inspire violence against them. Ryder says Hussein was killed in a U.S. airstrike over Syria Monday. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A Libyan Navy spokesman says his militia-backed government simply does not have the ships or the equipment to handle the surge of migrants using the Libyan coast as a transit point for Europe. At least 105 migrants have died in the past 2 days as boats filled with them have capsized off the coast. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.